We are learning Maseches Golem Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting 7 lines from the top of Tes Amud Aleph, 7 lines down, by the parentheses. And we're going to embarrass the parentheses. Dr. Gemara, Tani, Yovesh Kezayis, Divrei Rav Nosson. If you have dry wine, then the shear of Haitzah, of dry wine, it gets dried up, it's a Kezayis. And instead of a Revius, it's Kezayis, which is smaller Revius, because when it dries up, it gets more condensed, and that's the shear of Haitzah, Divrei Rav Nosson. Rabban de Kisri, Rabbi Yesi bar Bibi b'Shem Shmuel, they explain Asiya de Rav Nosson k'Rav Shimon. Rav Nosson is going dafka for Rav Shimon. Kamad Rav Shimon Amar b'Raviyas came Rav Nosson b'Raviyas. That there must be. Here we're talking about yain chai, yain that's not diluted, and it says the shear is kazayis. Now, if the shear is a quarter of a Raviyas by yain chai, then you wouldn't even need a kazayis. It's even less than that. But he's going according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds the shear is always Revius, even when it's Yayin Chai. So they all like Rav Shimon. Kamad Rav Shimon, I'm a Revius, even by Yayin Chai, even by undiluted wine, has to be a shear Revius. Kaina Rav Nosson, be Revius. Likashi Yikras, when it gets hard, we have a Kazayis. Then, when it gets hard, then when it's a shear Kazayis, that's enough of a shear to be Chai for itself. Rabbi Simon Shem Shuwa Levi says a new Maisa. Now, once you mentioned about Kazayis, when you talk about a different Shaila, about Tumah, the halacha is that Nevela is Matama. Pasar of Nevela is Matama. We know the karnayim, let's say the fingernails, the horns, those things are not Matama because it's not really part of the basa. Dam of a Nevela is a shayla if it's Matama or not. It's a machlekes tanoim really if it's Matama. So Gemara says over, Rav Sifan Shem Shul Levi says of a maisa b'predas Rebbe, Rebbe's mule, Shemesa, died, v'tiru es dam mashu Nevela, and they Matama the dam because of Nevela. V'shol Rav Eliezer Rav Simon, when Rav Simon said over his member of Shem Rishon Levi, Rav Eliezer asked Rav Simon, "Ad kama? How much dam was it? Because if there was a lot of dam and he stole a metaret, it means he holds a dam and the veil is not tameh. Or maybe it wasn't a shear to be metame. It wasn't a shear kazayis in order to be metame. That's why they said it was tar. So he asked them, how much was it? He didn't answer him. V'shol Rav Shimon Levi, Rav Eliezer went and asked Rav Shimon Levi, V'amalei ad revius. I said, Kazayis is Revius. Only Ad Revius, Tar. Yoyse Revius, Tame. Until Revius is Tar, you mourn Revius, it is Tame. So you see from here that really he held that it is Matame, just didn't have the Shear. It needs a Shear Revius, like any other Mashkin needs a Shear Revius, it needs a Shear Revius. So really, from this mindset, you don't see that he holds not Tame. All the story was, it wasn't a Shear. Ubashu Rav Eliezer was upset. Al. The loy chazalei Rav Simon Shmaitse, and Rav Eliezer was upset now that when Rav Simon said over the Shmaitse, he didn't explain exactly what we're talking about. He just said it's tahar, which you can make a mistake and think that a dam of an avela is tahar. I really should have explained clearly that it's not. It wasn't a kazayis. It wasn't a revius. It wasn't a revius, and you understand that really it is metame. It just wasn't a shir. And how do we know Rav Simon knew that? Because Rav Simon said over from Rav Shimon Levi. So if Rav Shimon Levi knew exactly it was Adravius, it looks like he didn't say over the whole Memra, so he was upset at him that he didn't say over the whole Shmaitza the right way.
Why does he have to go check his with Rav Shimon Levi?
He said it over from Rav Shimon Levi. Look at Rav Simon. He says, Rav Simon, b'shem Rav Shimon Levi, says over the Maisa. So you see, he got him from Rav Shimon Levi. He should have said over Rav Shimon Levi. Should have said over the whole thing. Or he should have asked Rav Shimon Levi. Rav Shimon Levi knew the answer that's Adravius. He should have said over the whole thing correctly. Rabbi Bibi Yosef. Masti Adain Ovda, Avivi was sitting and said over this story. Amalei Rav Yitzchak basically said over a story where Rav Simon said it. And like that, the Rebbe, by the Mule of Rebbe, they weren't Metame the Dam. And Amalei Rav Yitzchak by Abisna, Kehena Ad Revius Tahar, Yoyse Mekan Tame, he asked him, like, is it Tahar even more than Revius? Only told Revius, and afterwards Revius is Tame. That's why he asked him. Ubaat Bey, and Rav Yitzchak and Rav Bibi gave him like a kick, like he didn't answer. Amalei Rav Zreika, begin the Shalach Loch at Baat Bey, because he asks you a question, you get upset at him. He asks a valid question, is it Revius or not Revius? Amalei, no, the reason why I did that is begin to have that Tai Bey Bitna Bey, because I wasn't relaxed at that time, right? I didn't have Menuchas and Nefesh, that's the reason why I kicked him. What's the Adam Rav Chanan? What was bothering him? Because it says Rav Chanan says the pesukim in the Teicha. It says v'hoyich hayecha tulum l'chama neged. That in the Teicha in the times a klalot a person is that his life will be hanging in front of him. That's zeshla keach chitim l'shana. That's someone who doesn't have his own fields. He doesn't have his own places to plant, and he has to buy his wheat in order to grind it to make flour and to make bread. But he has enough money to buy it for the year. It's pretty good, well off, but he's telling other people. It means if he doesn't have his own crops. He has to rely on to buy it. That's okay, achitim l'shana. Ufacharata, laila v'yayim. Someone's scared night and day. That's in a lower level. Zelakeach menasidki. That's someone who doesn't have enough money to buy for a year's worth of merchandise, of schayra, of worth of tua. He can only buy a few days' worth. You won't believe in your own life. That's someone, he has to buy every day his bread. And that's very nerve-wracking. You don't know if you have enough money, or there'll be bread tomorrow. And that's already, you're not your own baal boss. That's very, very nerve-wracking. And he says, no, I'm right now in that matziv, that means samich na palta. And therefore, I was not miyoshiv, and therefore, I couldn't answer that question. You asked me, Ravi, it's not. I couldn't answer that question. That's the reason why I was upset. I basically ignored the question, because I wasn't miyoshiv de gematziv. Zokta marmau kadein, what's the halacha? This is a Mishnah in Idias. So it says, there it says, Rishu ben Beseira, but the Gir says, ben Beseira. So, hey, the Rishu ben Beseira, al dam nevela shuhu tar. He was made that dam nevela is tar. So it sounds like, from the words of the Mishnah, that it's tar legamri, because it says stomach. The Mishnah says stomach. So there's a raya l'chayra that Rav Shu holds that it's tar. There's no dam nevela. It's not metama like nevela. So the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Ma'u tar, what's tar? I mean tar mila hechsher. It can't do hechsher. We know that peiros, in order to mekabel tumah, any food in order to mekabel tumah has to get wet from one of the seven mashkin, and one of the seven mashkin is dam. But dam nevela is not matar. The reason is because it has to be dam halolim. The only dam that's matar is only dam that the behemoth or the person dies with. But any other dam is not machsher. So here, what tar means, tar melahachsher. Aval tama is matar. Maybe it's matar. So it's not a raya. That's more I want to tie in. So the Gemara, right? What has a kasha on this? Taman tanina, we learned over there to Mishnah Machshirim. Dam hasheret kibsare. The dam of a sheret is like its own basar. It's metame ve'inei machsher. Ve'in lonu kiyotzibay. Ve'in lonu kiyotzibay. And then Mishnah there says ve'in lonu kiyotzibay. This is the only thing like it. So what's the kasha? You see, the only type of thing that's metame. It's not machsher. It's only dam sherets. But all the dam is not like that. So l'chayra, you see from here that by nevela, it can't be that it's not. It must be. Either it's not metame, or it can't be. Guitar has to be in tar legamri, even from tumah. That's the kasha, because it's ain lo kiyotzibay. So Gemara answers where the goyin's girsa is dilma l'shir tumasai shadamai metame kibsaru. It means ain lo kiyotzibay is that usually the shir of tumah by dam would be revius. Masha inkin by sheretz, it's the shir of tumas sheretz is the same shir as the dam is the same shir as the tumas sheretz. Like there, by dam, the din is that basa sheretz is betame ka'adasha, like a lentil, just small shear. So there, dam sheretz betame ka'adasha, like basa of a sheretz. Mashaikin, dam nevela, it's not like a kazayas, it's a revius. So it's different than the basa. So it means the only time you find it's exactly like the basa is only by dam sheretz. Where there, it's both ka'adasha, and that's what it means, ain lo kiyotzei b'hem. So it's not a raya, not a kasha from this Mishnah on the dichui in the Mishnah in Idias. But my son, Rabbi Yisi, plig about treim amroyim. Charam atomim charam atar. As mechleikas amroyim, what's the halacha if dam nevela is tomei atar? Mandam atomei is k'Rabbi Yehuda. We didn't have this Rabbi Yehuda yet. It's like Rabbi Yehuda, Rida Shita, that he holds that it's tomei. And mandam atar, k'Rabbi Shuvah Emsayra, like the Pasha Pshah in the Mishnah Idias, which says that it's tar. That says, dam nevela is tar. It's like the Pasha Pshah in that Mishnah. Amalei Rav Avduma the Menachus of a Yaos is hiding good that Rav Yehuda held like that. Rav Yehuda Marena the Bein Asiyahava. Rav Yehuda was the Rav for the Bein Asiyah. The Bein Asiyah. He was the Rav for the Bein Asiyah. He was the Rav for the Bein Asiyah. And Lemaisa. So the story happened when he was there. And that's why it makes sense that he held that it's tahar. That he holds that it's tahar. That he held that it was tahar. So it stems good because he was in the base rabbi because he worked for the Nasi, and therefore it makes sense over there that that's why he was Torah, because he held that Rabbi Huda Taka holds that it's Rabbi Huda Taka holds it's Tame. We say Rabbi Huda holds Tame. And it makes sense because Huda was the Moreh of Benesiyahava. And we found that from before, the story was that it was less than a Revius. Mashma more than a Revius by Rabbi's house, it would have been Tame. So it stems good because he was the Rav, he was the Meira Derech of the of Rebbe's house there, the Benesia by the Nasi, and therefore it makes sense that he's the one who holds really Tameh, and the only pshat there was, the story was, less than a Revius. So the Gemara Vayit, it says in the Mishnah that when they go do the withdrawal, Truma Salishka, they should be careful not to walk in with any clothes with folds or hems, or anything else that they could be Choshesh, maybe he is taking something out of it. So the Gemara is to give more safeguards to, that they were careful that no one should be chayshu the gizbar from taking anything from the machza shekel when he's doing the withdrawal. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, kavetz lo yitram. Someone has long hair should not take off chumas halishko because it might be chayshu that going to get something stuck in his hair. Kavetz loshon kavuches tatalim. Mepnei achshav. Tani hagizbarim hayim mefasim bekilklim. They used to spread their kilklim, which means that they had begadim made out of wool. Unless they wore this nice begadim, like a talus, or has like fringes. They used to separate them before they went in, so there's nothing to get caught in it, or just be chayshik, I could hide some coins in there. Tani, another thing was, they used to talk to the gizbar from when he went in to do withdrawal until he left the whole time. Therefore, he can't put anything in his mouth because he's busy talking. Why don't you fill his mouth up with water, and therefore he can't put any coins in his mouth? It's full of water. Because he has to make a bracha. When he did the Truma Salishka, he made a bracha. So he make a bracha on Truma. He make a bracha on Truma Salishka. And therefore, if he had water in his mouth, he wouldn't be able to make the bracha. And therefore, we don't put water in his mouth. I talking, so he talks the whole time. He makes a bracha and keeps on talking. So we know he can't put anything in his mouth then. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman Moshe Rav Yehudson tells us that in Torah, B'Torah Revi'im Ksuvim, Matzanus, Om Torah Lots of Debriyas. We find in Torah, Revi'im Ksuvim, that a person has to make sure that even in front of people, he looks like he's not doing any avers, anything wrong. Kederach shu tzarech lots of day amakum, just like he has to be lots of day hashkars. Baruch Hu, he has to be lots of day abrius also. But Torah and I, what's passing in the Torah? The Chesiv, v'yisem nekiyem Hashem v'Yisrael. He should be clean in front of Hashem and Klal Yisrael. That's the passing the Mishnah brought down. But Nevi'im, there's a passing in Nevi'im, end of Yeshua. End of Yeshua is a story there, and everyone knows the story, that the Negan Meruvain, they were on not in Eretz Yisrael, mainland. They were in Amad Amayiv. They were on the other side, Eva Hayarden. And they, all of a sudden, they erected this huge Mizbeach right by Eva Hayarden. And the Yidden thought that they're making a big Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. So they went, they saw them go out to war and fight them. And they sent some, I think it was Pinchas, they sent someone, a Shliach there, to speak to them before they go to war, exactly what you're doing. And they said, no, we're not doing Avodah Zarah. We put up a huge Mizbeach there that we should always remember that there's such a thing called the Beis HaMikdash. It was just to make us remember that there's such a thing as Yerushalayim. And to remember, and everyone should remember that we are part of the Eden. And don't think we're Eva Yarden. So that's why I put it up. And so it says in the Pasuk, the Chesiv, Kele Elikim Hashem V'Yisrael Hu Yeda. And so it means Hashem will know and Klal Yisrael will know. Hashem knows and Klal Yisrael will know that this is the truth. You see again in the Nevi'im that you have to be Toiv Be'enei Hashem and Klal Yisrael. You'll find chayin and chachma ba'inei lekim va'adam. Gamil zuga shol Rav Yosi bar Rabun. Ezu ha'mechavish v'kulam. What's the best? Which pasuk is the clearest pasuk that you have to be ba'yisin akim? Samara says, "Damalei ba'yisin akim Hashem Yisrael." This pasuk is an akim. That's the most clear pasuk that someone has to be in front of Hashem, in front of people. He has to be clear that he's not doing anything wrong. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. We're going continuing about the Trumas Halishka, the halachas of Trumas Halishka. So, first we said the minig of the base Rav Gamliel. So, base Rav Gamliel, you nichnas v'shiklei b'ein tzvayosav. They used to go in to the place where they did a withdrawal with the shekel between the fingers, v'zarkel f'nei atayrim, and right before they did a withdrawal, they used to throw the coin towards the tayrim. V'atayrim miskaven, the tayrim concentrates on that coin that was thrown to him. V'doch v'asech kupa, he throws it into the kupa in order that his coin should be part of the chuma. And the Gemara will discuss what's the reason for that. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, Eina Torim Torim, Achu Oimer Lehem Etrim. And he wasn't Torah until they told, Bezdin told him, go be Torah. Tell him three times. Like this. He says, Etrim, should I do it? They say, Torah. Etrim, Torah. Etrim, Torah. And then he got out three times, very clear. Now do the withdrawal now. Torah is showing up. When he did the first withdrawal, this is Pesach time, before Pesach. So now, after he takes a withdrawal, whatever's left is called Shiyare Halishka. And you can't take a Truma again on that. So what they did was, they covered it with a leather cover, and now people brought shkal. Now later it landed up on top of it, and that's where the next truma came from. Hashniya, when he did the second withdrawal, he covered it with a leather cover. Hashlisha is lo yamechapa. They didn't cover it. Why did they cover it? Maybe then on the second truma they're going to do a withdrawal from the thing that was tarm ready. That's called shirayim ready, and you can't retire from shirayim. Now, Tarim is a Rishayin al-Shem Eretz Yisrael. The first Truma we did al-Shem people in Eretz Yisrael who all came on time. And this is really not Avada, it works for Gans Klai Yisrael, but just like they did al-Shem Eretz Yisrael for the people who came to Eretz Yisrael. Vashni al-Shem Krachim, Hamakafla. And the second withdrawal was al-Shem, the people who live in the cities surrounding Yerushalayim, a little further away, like Tveria and Tzfas, all these cities. Vashlisha, Hamakafla means that was surrounding Yerushalayim. The Medinois, I said Yerushalayim, surrounding Eretz Yisrael. The Shnei Hashem Krachim of Kafel and province of Eretz Yisrael, surrounding Eretz Yisrael. The close to Eretz Yisrael. Vashlishis, that goes to Hashem Bavel and Hashem Madai. That's Hashem Bavel and Hashem Madai, which are very far away, Hashem Medinois Arachaikas. That was a third withdrawal, and that was around Sukkot's time, and there, that was a third, they did that Hashem, the people who brought it last, between Shavuos and Sukkot.